All right, well, let's get started. I wanted to start with this year's fire season question. The Forest Service has put out an announcement that might make most parts of Washington feel pretty good about what's happening, but the central part of our state, which is a very big ag economy, $2 billion worth of agricultural products, seems to be right in the epicenter of what people are saying will be the hot spot. You might put the whole map up for the rest of the U.S.
Yes.
Okay. So again, it can definitely, my colleague from Oregon, I'm sure, will show up and communicate about what this forecast is showing for Oregon. But, you know, we have a very big apple, pears, hops, cherries, wine industry in this part of the United States. So we really want to know about your workforce and firefighting budget. Right now, firefighters have to work hundreds of hours of overtime. And how is your proposed increase going to help us address what we're facing here in the central part of Washington and in Oregon?
So, Chairwoman Cantwell, that was about three questions into one, and so I'll try and address that.
Well, I have three more. I got because I definitely want to ask you about the inventory of old growth. I want to ask you why you haven't implemented the technology, and definitely want to ask you about, you know, the trails issue. But for now, I'm really giving you a softball, which is you want more people. I'm saying you want more people. By the way, I want to recognize we have a bunch of firefighters here, particularly from the Mount Baker Snoqualmie Forest. So thank you for being here. Thanks for what you guys every day. I noticed when I talked about Bolt Creek, they were nodding because they know how bad that fire literally caused now a problem with shutting down Highway 2. So these are really integral day-to-day. So what can we do on the workforce side to make sure that we have the personnel here and ready to fight this fire season?
Yeah. So excellent question. So as we approach the busiest part of the fire year 2023 for this year, the Forest Service is really aspiring to have about 11,300 firefighters on board. We know that we need additional capacity, which is why we're requesting additional capacity in the FY24 President's budget. And we're requesting funding for an additional 970 firefighters and support personnel. This really reinforces the need to enact pay, housing, mental health, and other reforms proposed in the FY24 President's budget to effectively recruit and retain wildland firefighters. Housing is a really big issue, and it's an issue of availability but also affordability. And so we are working feverishly to work with Congress, and we'd be happy to follow up with you to look at what some options that we are currently trying to explore, but to also look to see and work together on other options that we might want to pursue. But it's a significant issue not only in recruitment of firefighters but retention of firefighters.
Right. Well, I think what we'd like, and maybe Mr. Lichtenstein can add some value to this and get us an answer. But what I talked in my statement, I'm sure you have statistics about what we're seeing as an increase in fire season, the risk, the burn, the damage, the economic impact. And so I think we can put that into some sort of percentage. And if you say, and if you don't have the workforce to combat it, this is how much more challenging it'll be. And so I guess that's what we're looking for, but we'll come back on that. On the Dingell Act, on the technology side, I noticed the president issued a report, Modernizing Wildland Firefighting to Protect Firefighters. And the president's quote was, immediate needs that can be addressed with the existing technologies to ensure that our firefighters do not have to face tomorrow's fires with yesterday's tools. So we passed the Dingell Act several years ago. So when are we going to have these new tools for firefighters this year on technology, on mapping, on communication?
So Chairwoman Cantwell, we have deployed trackers in certain areas, and we are working through the interoperability in other areas. We're also issuing and developing standards for their use. We'll be deploying resource trackers on our fire and our fleet vehicles this year, this fiscal year, and we plan to operationalize the wildland firefighter trackers in 2024. We're also working with the Colorado Center of Excellence to develop team awareness kits that really provides a common operating picture for the crews as they work on these incidents.
Well, I can't emphasize enough how important this technology and information is. You may know we were very involved, particularly when it came to weather forecasting, because we, again, what turned into be a deadly fire in the central part of the state, and a forecaster that basically said, yeah, go deploy people. But people in Seattle were definitely saying, no, you shouldn't have deployed people. The winds were that high. So we got to get the right information in the hands of people who are on the ground taking the risk. And so we will follow up with you and get even more specificity on what the resources can be that we need to make sure this is implemented. Senator Barras.